story begins at the rec center, where Zoe is talking with Chuck at the front desk.
Sorry about that. Things have been crazy around here.
No problem. I didn't mean to interrupt your evening. I should probably be going.
Okay. We'll definitely stop by here again once we get the place open. We'll have quite a few events going on, and there's a gym area that's available for memberships.
Thanks. It's been so long since I've been to the gym, I could probably use it.
You look like you're in good shape to me, if you don't mind me saying.
No, of course not. So, is your daughter working today? The article talked about you working here with her.
No, she's actually at home working on a school project.
Oh, I see. She must be a junior or senior in high school.
She's a junior.
Hmm. Well, I better run. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks. You too.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Hi, Chuck.
Ellie, great to see you.
I've got problems, Chuck.
Oh, no. What happened?
Whenever you ask me that question, what do I always say?
Let me take a wild guess.
My mother.
What did she do now? She just got out of the hospital.
Well, she's pretending that her speech hasn't improved when it has.
You're kidding. How did you find out?
My Aunt Wanda told me.
Wanda? How's that going anyway?
Oh, I don't know. She hates my mother's, and she swears that my mother's lying about the rape. I didn't want to believe her, but if Wanda is right about my mother faking her speech problem, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
You have to confront your mother about this.
Oh, believe me, I will. I'm just giving Rex enough time to get ready and leave for the monthly holiday party. I don't want to ruin his night over this.
That's so nice of you.
I'm getting all the nice out of my system before I see my mother.
In her apartment, Marilyn greets Blake, who's just arrived.
Blake, you look so handsome in that suit.
Oh, thank you.
But you seem kind of quiet tonight. Is everything all right?
Oh, yes. Everything's fine. And you, Marilyn, look lovely.
Thank you. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. I want us to get there early so we can greet the guests as they arrive.
I guess everyone will see us together then. I couldn't be happier to be on your arm, Blake.
Marilyn, I hope you realize how much you mean to me. I just wanted you to know that my feelings for you are very deep.
Oh, Blake, I love you too. You don't need to say another word. Let's get out of here now or we'll never leave.
You're right. How am I going to tell the truth tomorrow?
This is your night, Marilyn. Enjoy it like it's going to be your last.
At the Westside Hospital, Zoe has returned and stopped by Dr. Hunt's office.
Hello, Dr. Hunt.
Hello, Zoe. I thought your shift ended hours ago.
It did, but I just remembered that I left my watch at the nurse's station, so I came back to pick it up.
Okay, so what brings you to my office?
Well, heard that you were working late, so I thought that I would stop by and see if you were leaving soon. It's been a long day for me, and I was really hoping to find someone to have a drink with.
Zoe, I believe we already discussed this. I feel that having drinks together just would not be appropriate.
It's just a drink, Dr. Hunt. I work here now. I have nothing to gain by going out with you.
Well, I was just about to leave. There's an Irish pub around the corner that I go to sometimes after work. Are you game?
That sounds great.
What are you looking at?
Oh, just noticing all your files. You have 3 filing cabinets, but you must have a lot more records and storage as well. There's no way you could have everything in here from all of your years at Westside.
You're right. I do have a file folder for all my former patients. but I store the bulk of the files and any tape recordings I have in storage every 6 months.
Oh, I see. So if you had a patient several years ago, most of their files would be in storage by now?
Yes, but why are you so interested?
Oh, no reason. I was just noticing Dr. Nolan's files earlier today, and that made me think of this. Are you ready to leave now?
Yep, I sure am. Let's go.
Okay, you're buying.
At Rex's apartment, an angry Ellie has just arrived and knocks on the door.
Ellie, come in.
I talked to Wanda Grimm earlier.
What?
She told me you're faking your speech problem. Is it true? Are you really capable of something that horrible?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.